Hello, it's the 8th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Coercive and controlling behaviour complaints are on the rise across Bedfordshire. This particular form of emotional abuse is defined as a family member or individual in a relationship who experiences threats, humiliation, fear of reprisal, deprivation of need, and forced isolation. 250 reports as of March were logged by Beds Police, according to the figures raised by the Home Office. That number represents an increase of 54 incidents when compared with the previous year's data. Manipulative and forcible actions against others has been a crime since 2015, where the law was defined. Persons who engage in such conduct can receive up to 5 years in jail. The victim support charity assistant director Jeffrey DiMarco stated, "Domestic abuse isn't only physical violence, and manipulative behaviour has no place in a healthy relationship." A planning application has been submitted by Starbucks to take over the former Maplin premises at St John's Retail Park in Bedford. If plans are approved by Bedford Borough Council, the site, empty since 2018, will become a 24-hour drive-through location. Last year, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals uncovered 439 circumstances of animal abuse across Bedfordshire. Those numbers include at least 97 cases where harm was intentional, including pet abandonment. The numbers have been steadily increasing since the beginning of lockdowns in 2020. As inflation takes hold in the economy, the charity is not optimistic that animal cruelty will decrease. They anticipate pet owners struggling to take care of both themselves and their pets. Since its beginnings 90 years ago, Whipsnade Zoo near Dunstable has never housed an aardvark until now. Not one, but two. Nacho 8 and Terry 2 arrived for their first week in their new home. The nocturnal animals will share their enclosure with two meerkats and two porcupines. That's it from me. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.